I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A dynastic succession of power is underway in North Korea. Part of the problem is that Kim Jong-un is untried as a leader. The North Korean government needs to establish his persona as a powerful leader. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says they're not optimistic about what this will mean for freedom.
In the short term, look for aggressive action from North Korea on the international stage. But they said that also could happen internally with arresting those perceived to be opponents.
And thousands of mission leaders kicked off the Third Lausanne Congress for World Evangelism last night. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson was there.
Poverty, HIV, AIDS, other faiths, persecution of believers are the themes for the Third Lausanne Conference, this time being held in Cape Town, South Africa. 4,500 leaders for evangelism around the world are gathered to consider the issues associated with presenting the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. The sad part of the gathering, some 230 delegates from China were not allowed to leave China. When they came to the airport to leave for the Lausanne Conference, they were denied exit. The sessions opened with the delegates Sunday night. Monday's focus is on Asia, and Monday's focus is also on apologetics, making the case for truth in a pluralistic society. Monday evening will be focusing on the suffering church and religious freedom for Christians around the world. Since the focus of the Lausanne Conference is on proclaiming the gospel of Christ in some of the least reached parts of the world.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic missionary biography. Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint, who was martyred in Ecuador at the hands of the Guarani. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and find that link. I'm Greg Yoder.